Park City Museum is offering another free day on Tuesday, April 22nd. Museum Director Sandra Morrison said their exhibit on the 50-year history of the Park City Mountain Resort continues for another 6 weeks.
The Minds to Moguls exhibit featuring the 50 years of Park City skiing will actually be up until the end of May. And we will do a couple more free days in May as well. And the museum's open from 11 till 6, so just come on by. And most people spend about an hour visiting the museum. And if you haven't seen the Minds to Moguls exhibit, then you know that's at least half an hour.
She said the exhibit shows the different phases and ownerships during the resort's history.
Starting with the opening with the mine company, a lot of people don't realize it was actually the mine company that decided to open a ski resort. And then their realization that they actually didn't know anything about running a ski resort, and they sold to Edgar Stern. So another little known fact that Edgar Stern of Deer Valley fame actually started at Park City Mountain Resort. And then, of course, we talk about the Badamis and bringing the World Cup series and finishing off with the Cummings family and the Olympics.
Morrison said the exhibit also shows the changes in ski equipment.
And we have this two walls of skis from each of those eras, so starting in the 60s. And what's fascinating about that is we start off in the 60s with head skis that were the first metal skis that Howard Head invented, an aircraft mechanic. He realized that if metal was good enough for airplanes, it was probably good for skiing too. And we have a pair of Ted Ligety skis and their head skis, so he's skiing on those today. And we have a QR code so you can click on that with your smartphone and it takes you to this video that Park City Mountain Resort put together about him learning how to ski and ski racing at Park City.
The museum asked locals to contribute their personal artifacts for the exhibit. She said ski legend Stein Erickson generously responded.
And so we have a pair of his skis from the 60s. In fact, they're the Stein Erickson model. I forget which company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there was some pure gold at one point, too.
Yes, we have a pair of those on exhibit as well. And we have Bobby Burns skis, which is also another Park City ski. We also have Stein's sweater that his mom hand-knit for him. and a number of other Stein Erickson goggles. His name was on quite a few products. So we have those on exhibit as well.
Another attraction is USSA spokesman Tom Kelly, who will give an historical talk next Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Center of Excellence headquarters near Queens Junction. Kelly said he'll touch on some little-known facts about USSA.
Edgar Stern actually was responsible for bringing the U.S. ski team here initially in 1972 with the opening of a training center at the top of, or actually what is now the bottom of the Bonanza Lift, with three old buildings, including the Mid-Mountain Lodge, and that was the first national ski training center. And that was in the 1972-73 season. And then over the years, over the course of the next 40 years, there were some great visionary decisions that were made, some of them with maybe great vision for the future and some of them just dumb luck. But regardless, when you look at the success that we've had at the Olympics and you look at all of the homegrown skiers like Ted Ligety and snowboarders like Sage Katzenberg and free skier Joss Christensen, all of them emanated from decisions that were made over the last 40 years.
Kelly said he will touch on some other places and names that made a mark in ski sports locally.
Some of those involved were Karen Corfanta, who is still here today, and she'll also hopefully be joining me next Wednesday night to help tell some of the history of that era. Hank Tauber was in town at that point and was the Alpine director of the team, along with succeeding Willie Scheffler. And Harold Schonauer, another Park City local, who was involved at the time. But it started with that first training center and then the U.S. Ski Team's office on Main Street, initially in the Mount Air Market building, and then later moving up to the Treasure Mountain Inn, the early World Cups at Park City that were really instrumental in really changing the face of World Cup ski racing globally.
USSA spokesman Tom Kelly and Park City Museum Director Sandra Morrison. Kelly said his talk will be followed by a tour of the Center of Excellence. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.